broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news that networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 17th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is indeed our one of two, and our goal, incredibly simple, that is to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, for the United States of America as our guide. We don't need a revolution, ladies and gentlemen, but a restoration, a peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Absolutely one of the great hallmarks of good, honest Americans, using the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers to absolutely have the most peaceful, the most prosperous, the greatest country on the face of the earth returned to the proper role of limited government. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. All I can tell you is we'll start with a recap of yesterday's broadcast. The news we cover is just so unique that we got to just recap it for those who missed it. It is available on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel. It's also available at libertyroundtable.com in archived form for your listening enjoyment anytime you like, via the incredible technology podcasting. By the way, it is a Freedom Lovin' Fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. Hope you're all enjoying that and gearing up for a weekend full of God, family, and country. Hour one yesterday, we talked about interest rates untouched. Feds signal slower growth. That's USA Today. We talked about the Orlando police reject FOIA request for Mateen's 9/11 calls. LibertyNewsDaily.com. Why would they reject that, huh? What's the secret there? Well, we have some intel on that. We'll get to it as the broadcast unfolds. Police refuse to release Orlando 9/11 call, causing suspicion over what that call contains. Patience Carter, one of the victims and a witness, said she overheard the caller talking to the cops, pledging his allegiance to ISIS and saying the attacks were a direct retaliation for America's bombing of Afghanistan. Blowback principle that the CIA documented. On display for sure. It is important to also recount that Omar Mateen's father is a Taliban supporter who has even put forth his name to become president of Afghanistan. Omar Mateen, believe it or not, called the Orlando news station during the shooting in the gay nightclub. We've got more on that coming up, too. Investigators want to know what the gunman's wife knew. By the way, that's a great thing to want to know. We want to know what the government knew. Yeah. Now, believe it or not, Dr. Stephanie was made the Orange County's chief medical examiner literally 2 days after the slaughter at the Pulse nightclub, according to the New York Times. That's right. They appointed a new chief medical examiner 2 days after the slaughter. His first real day on the job, 18 autopsies. Now, is that just a coincidence? That's just weird stuff, folks. Donald Trump says people on the terrorist watch list should be barred from buying firearms. The Donald wrote on Twitter, I'll be meeting with the NRA, who has endorsed me, by the way, to not allow people who are on the terror watch list or the no-fly list to buy guns. Now, the problem with that, Donald, is that the feds might just put you or me on the list with no just cause. The problem, how the heck do you get off that list? And with the IRS attacking conservative groups, you know they don't have to have legitimate reasons for things. They just do what they want, right? No accountability either, Donald, just so you know. Now, I got great news, though. A federal judge throws out the most serious charges against the Malfair refuge occupiers. That's great news. We also talked about Sheriff Joe's bizarre summer camp. And then we brought up the idea, should we be sleeping twice a day? Two shorter periods of slumber may be better for our body. Kurt just says, sleep when you're tired. Be awake when you're not tired, you know? kids do that pretty well, don't they? It's only when we become adults that we get kind of confused on that. Anyway, Kurt is our health resident expert there. Of course, you got to make sure that you understand what the government. He doesn't have, quote, credentials or licensing for that. He just happens to know to focus on it. And he's been an observer, a studier of health issues for almost 60 years. That was our One Liberty Roundtable Live brought to you by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com or dial 877-817-9829. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Hour two. China has a new naked loan situation for rogue lenders. They're forcing female students to bear all and send photos for more cash. Yeah, so once they have these nude photos from borrowers, they threaten to release them on the internet if payments are not made on time, according to Reuters News Service. What an immoral failure of our society, huh? Wow. All for filthy lucre. We also talked about the Queen of FM fights for her throne. Yeah. Can radio count the fans? The question is, says Bloomberg. They've been asking that question since 1984 in the media. They think they can count numbers, but they can't. Delilah says she's not losing listeners. They claim she is. It's a big old battle, but it's fascinating about the counting of listeners. They always claim, Sam, how many listeners do you have? We got to know that before we advertise with you, Sam. And then they run around and try to figure out the numbers, and they can't. They never have been able to. Even the Queen of FM, Delilah, is arguing about that with the mainstream press right now. Interesting. Interesting, to say the least. All right, now we had a listener say, Sam, why do you say 9-11 when you mean 911? When you say I called 9-11, it makes you sound uneducated. All right, anyway, then Sam brought up the Disney film, The Seven Dwarfs, and I said that Kurt Cosby would be probably Doc or Happy, you know? All right, anyway, that's a recap of yesterday's show, but this listener wants to tell you that I sound uneducated if I say 9-11 in place of 911, etc. Now, let me ask you a question. First off, that's a recap. News the networks refuse to use starts now. Kurt Cosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Now, there is a, Kurt, let me just kind of tell you this. I just got to make this very clear. There is an article on the Huffington Post, okay?
All right.
And the headline, you can look it up on the internet, by the way, says 911 space news coverage.
Mm.
Now, how would you say that, my friend? It says 911 space news coverage. It doesn't say 9/11. It doesn't say 9- or any of that stuff. It's just 911 space news space coverage. Go look it up. It's a Huffington Post article. Now, this is a liberal rag, mind you, right? Written by some of the most educated people on the planet. I just want you to understand something.
Very educated.
Now, what would you say, though, for that, Kurt? I don't want you to sound ignorant now.
I would just skip it and say, well, I can't really say that because, you know, it's, like, tough to figure out.
I'm just going to tell you right now, my headline now is Huffington Post promotes redneck headline. Uneducated headline. But see, it says 911. News coverage, and then Huffington Post. And then when you look in the article, it's 9/11 all over it. But I'm just telling the headline. So I would say 9/11 news coverage.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, what if I said 911 news coverage, Kurt? Would I be wrong? Would I be out in the weeds on that?
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to just educatedly know that even though it says 911, so you might say 911 news coverage, that you should know that it's 9/11. So you're supposed to just internally on the fly kind of get that, you know?
Yeah.
Kind of like, what is that when people text that's like autocorrect? Yeah. You're supposed to do your own educated on-the-fly version of autocorrect. But really, it says 911 space news coverage, and then it's the Huffington Post. Now, then the next thing I searched is this, Kurt. Now, you got to hang with me on this really carefully.
All right.
911 space and space, 9 space, 1 space, no, I'm sorry, 9 space 11. Let me try this again. 911 space and 9 space 11. And then the headline says coincidence. Now, how do you pronounce them? Their things.
Ooh,
see, they ain't got no slashes or anything like that in there.
That's going
to
be tough.
They don't got any dashes? How do you expect that to be a date, you know? Well, I guess it's just 9 and then a space and then 11. So you're supposed to know that's 9-11. The other one, Kurt, is 9-1-1. So emergency versus date coincidence?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I just, wow, getting really scared here.
Yes, I bet you are.
Ignorant reporters everywhere in the country. No wonder we got the problems we've got. Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Anyway, I found that kind of fun. But look it up. Oh, wait a minute. I got another problem. There's a website that says 911truth.org.
Mm.
Now, hold on a minute, because I'm now confused. Don't they understand there's a date supposed to be there? Them 9-11 people? It's not 911truth. It's 9-11truth, right, Kurt?
Yeah.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
If you're at all like me, you have a tough time remembering appointments and events. But ladies and gentlemen, I have the answer. It's a premier service on the internet called Memo to Me. It's free. You ought to try it. Now I never miss the honey-do items from my wife or the important business meetings. They have strict privacy protection. That means they will release your email address to no one ever. You will not get spam because of Memo to Me. Unmatched dependability. Ladies and gentlemen, these folks have been around since 1998 and they are absolutely up online all the time to send you your reminders and appointments. They have rock-solid reliability. They have 5 redundant internet connections, diesel-powered generators backing up the system. I'm telling you, Memo to Me is the premier reminder service on the internet. It's free. You ought to give it a try. And, oh, by the way, if you're not available at your computer to get your email reminders, they can even send a reminder to your cell phone or pager. I use MemoToMe.com daily and highly recommend it to you. MemoToMe.com. Memo to Me.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, this website, I don't know if they understand the difference between 9-11 and 9-1-1, but the thing says 911truth.org, Kurt. Now, is that 9-11 truth or 9-1-1 truth for you, my friend? I just need you to help me with this, because it's really 9-11 truth. If it's all, I've been told that if it's written 9-1-1, then it's 9-11. Wait a minute. No, that's 911. Sorry. It would be 9/11. It was really 9/11. But do you know why they don't have 9/11truth.org, Kurt? Do you understand why?
No. I've really never contemplated this.
Well, because the slash is a character that denotates the difference between folders and files. And, the slash characters are specific key characters for web URLs or universal resource locators and stuff. And so they can't use a slash there. So they have to put 911truth.org. They can't put 9/11truth.org. And so even though they really mean 911 here, 911truth.org, right, they can't put that because it won't work, Kurt. Now, interestingly enough, in this 911truth.org thing, they have this part, like, tells what that website is, Kurt, and it says investigation, education, accountability, and reform. Mm-hmm. All right there, right after they just make this huge snafu. Now, I bring this all up, though, because between this investigation, education, accountability, and reform, they have periods. So it's education, I'm sorry, investigation, period, education, period, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't they know they're supposed to have commas in there?
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand why they ain't got no commas in there and educated people and everything.
Mm-hmm.
No, I agree. I'm just telling you that it becomes a confusing mess. The reason I bring it up is we need to have our listeners focus on the more important things of the day. Okay? Just understand that Sam's completely uneducated and just accept that. But he's so uneducated, he can run the radio network and talk at the same time.
Okay. Yes.
So let's just kind of put that out there. Now, there's some cool news. Cool beans news, Kurt. Mm-hmm. Do you remember an old radio program called We the People? Or For the People, I mean?
Yes, I remember For the People.
For the People used to be hosted by a well-known talk show host, Chuck Harder.
Yes.
That's where we kind of got our start in radios. We listened to Chuck Harder and Jerry Hughes and those guys and found out they were right. We've been in the news ever since, kicking it off with purchasing a radio station and learning the ropes by hard knocks. That's how we got involved. I bring that up because here's the cool news, Kurt. Well, there's negative news first. Chuck's not feeling too well. And so that's the sad piece. The good piece is, though, that a good friend of Chuck's, a guy by the name of Keith Allen, and he's a good friend of ours, too, by the way, is carrying on the For the People show with Chuck's blessing, Kurt. Yes, and it's a one-hour daily show at noon Eastern, daily right now, Monday through Friday. And we just added For the People to the Liberty News Radio lineup. So Liberty News Radio adds For the People talk show with Keith Allen. And we're going to be running it at 3 p.m. Mountain Time. ForThePeopleShow.com is the website if you want to learn more about it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going on now.
Very interesting.
Keith Allen doing a great job carrying on in the legacy of Chuck Harder. And I think it's pretty neat stuff, man. And when we got wind of it and found out that it was a stable show and that we could partner with Keith, we called up our old buddy and said, "Dude, what's going on?" And he said, "I'm just doing the show." And we said, "Well, why didn't you tell us about it?" And he goes, "You know, I guess you just get busy and I didn't really realize." And anyway, we've kind of linked arms there, Kurt, and we're going to be tearing it up. Show should start today on Liberty News Radio.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
How do you like that, sir? I thought it was kind of cool news, personally.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, you heard Smith and Wesson's in the news. By the way, these uneducated people, Kurt, let me just tell you something else. These ignoramuses out here. They write Smith, space, and percent sign, Wesson. Now, I know that's how you really write it, Kurt. I get it. Okay, that's their company, right? But in many places on the internet, you cannot write Smith, space, and percent, space, Wesson because it'll break RSS feeds and stuff like that, okay? Really simple syndication feeds don't work with an ampersand character. They break.
Yeah.
So what you got to do is go through and change the ampersand character with an AND. Now, when I put that up, someone's going to look at that and say, "Don't you even understand how to spell Smith and Wesson? What's wrong with you?"
Mm-hmm.
But just so you know, it breaks RSS feeds. And so we change every occurrence of the ampersand sign to the word AND. Even though it's not the way Smith and Wesson writes it, it is appropriate to not break RSS feeds. Just kind of for the educated, that's how it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really kind of want to waste my time on that, except I want people to understand, you know, why I'm doing such ignorant things like that.
Yep.
Anyway, they beat their profit forecast by 22%, Kurt.
Smith and Wesson did.
Roger that, sir.
Wow, they must have sold some guns.
Yeah, oh yeah, everybody wants to get a gun, Kurt. When crazy people go berserk, people feel unsafe.
Huh.
And when Brock runs around with his big old arm to the teeth entourage and tells everybody else to give up their guns, people even lose more faith.
Yeah.
Drudge busted out, Matt Drudge, and said, hey, why don't you up there at the Justice Department, up there at Homeland Security, why don't you go first and get rid of your guns, and then we'll think about it. Amen to Matt. Mm-hmm. Wow. Now, it turns out, Kurt, we're getting more and more intel on the Orlando shooter. It looks like warning signs were everywhere with the Orlando shooter. I guess there was a Florida shop that refused to sell guns to the very odd Orlando attacker, they say. He came in, asked a bunch of weird questions, got on the phone, started talking in Arabic. They're like, man, this guy's weird. We're not selling him anything. Gun shop owner said, we called FBI right after the guy came in. He tried to buy body armor and bulk ammunition. When he was talking on the phone in Arabic, we kind of freaked. And so, but he went to another gun shop and got his guns, Kurt. Yeah. Mateen, by the way, searched social media for news of his killing spree while carrying the killing spree out. So not only was this guy calling the cops, calling news stations, he was literally searching social media for news of his attack. By the way, the guy had 5 Facebook accounts that the government took down right after the event, Kurt.
Oh, yeah. You got to do that.
It gets worse. The gunman in Orlando literally posted to his Facebook accounts during the attack.
Wow. He's a multitasker.
Now, Omer Mateen was also texting his current wife during the shooting to ask if she was seeing the news. Yeah.
Wow.
Now, you put all that together, and I don't understand. There were multiple times the guy would have to reload his gun. There were multiple times he's on his phone talking to somebody or texting somebody or checking out, you know, searching on the web or posting to Facebook and all this kind of stuff. I just don't understand how they couldn't take the guy down, Kurt. How somebody couldn't just say, look, the guy's on his phone, man, rush him. One of us might die, but rush him now. Okay, but none of that happened, and there's
a
reason.
He's trying to put his extra bullets in, so let's go get him.
The guy right now, he's got his phone in one hand. He's trying to put bullets in his gun. Okay, I'm just telling you, things don't make sense.
Well,
however,
he might have put up a little sign that said, time's out, you know, time's, you know, time, what do you do when you're playing a game?
Yeah, like,
time out, you know, everybody wait, you know.
Well, what you usually
like
say is you basically tell everybody, listen, let's play Mother May I. Now, don't come towards me unless I say, yes, you may.
Yeah,
that's what I'm kind of thinking. But Jerome Corsi and the crew at WorldNet Daily might just have the answers, Kurt.
Yes, that's a great point, Sam. You know, and Jerome, we've watched him for years. The guy is just, you know, I mean, he does great work. And yet, according to him, he says the headline reads, witnesses, colon, Muslim shooter claimed multiple accomplices.
Now, let me stop you there.
Go ahead.
You can say we can ignore the rantings of a crazed guy but what about the witnesses saying there was more than one, too, and now everybody shut up all the witnesses? But when you think about that, witnesses are saying he claimed multiple accomplices, but they also claim there was others there, too. And that's the only explanation that I can think of, Kurt, that could justify how this guy could load his gun multiple times, be on Facebook, Twitter, phone calls, internet, texting with his wife, doing all this stuff. It's the only thing that makes any sense.
Yep, good point.
We've got more. Everything is becoming known about this guy, and it is absolutely dastardly.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. For 10 months, beginning in 2013, the FBI kept track of Omer Mateen after coworkers at the G4S security firm expressed concerns over his claims of family connections to Al-Qaeda, disclosed FBI Director James Comey. The New York Daily News reports that the FBI introduced him to confidential informants, spied on his communications, and followed him. In dozens of previous cases, so-called informants, actually provocateurs, in the employ of the FBI have carried out false flag operations in which they have radicalized young Muslim males, then guided them through orchestrated terrorist plots that are disrupted at the last moment and end in the arrest of the man who had been manipulated by the Bureau. often called Homeland Security theater productions by critics, some operations of this kind have been carried out by the FBI in Florida. You are listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com. In other news, by a vote of 85-13 on June 14th, the Senate approved a National Defense Authorization Act that, for the first time, requires 18-year-old females to register for the draft. Among Republicans who voted against the measure were Libertarian-leaning Rand Paul of Kentucky and Ted Cruz of Texas. It is a radical change that is being foisted on the American people, protested Cruz. The idea that we should forcibly conscript young girls into combat, to my mind, makes little or no sense. It is, at a minimum, a radical proposition. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So witnesses first said there was more than one person in the massacre in Florida. Now witnesses are saying Muslim shooter claimed multiple accomplices. Jerome Corsi, WorldNet Daily, or WND.com, has the story. However, I find this fascinating. He reloaded his gun multiple times. He was literally on Facebook, posting to Facebook. He had 5 Facebook accounts. He was literally searching the internet to find out what news was going on about his shooting. He was literally texting his current wife, asking what she knew and what she saw in the news, etc. He was talking to the police. He was calling the, let me see if I get this right. He was calling 911. Yeah. He was doing all these different things and stuff like that. But nobody could take the shooter down or stop him or rush him or derail him or whatever. Even the shooter that was supposed to be the security guard ran away. And at some point, you figure all that out and you go, man, something ain't making any sense here. But Jerome Corsi might be on it. Multiple accomplices explains it all.
Good points.
Any tidbits from the article?
You know, well, you've got... You know, for example, they quote one Jerome quotes a witness that told ABC News, they have a program called 2020, said that Mateen was calling people on the phone, like you said, telling them America must stop bombing ISIS in Syria. Once again, kind of agreeing with Ron Paul's idea of the whole blowback thing. Then he called somebody else that he knew, and he mentioned that he was the fourth shooter, and there were three there. Well, this witness says there was three others. I suppose they needed to reword that. Yeah, and then he mentioned, I believe, a female name of someone who was playing dead because he was saying that she has a bombing vest and he has one too. And then he said there was three snipers out there waiting for cops to come so the snipers would shoot at the cops.
Now, the government at first, you know, mentioned those vests, but then they kind of claimed there was no explosives involved now. Again, they back away from a lot of tidbits in the story. Where's the truth? That's why when they say we want to know what the wife knows, I agree. But I also want to know what the government knows. Now, it gets even worse, Kurt, because the next story says school records paint disturbing background of Orlando shooter, according to the USA Today. Now, they talk about his school days, you know, grade school. He was combative, overly sexual, violent, offensive, got kicked out of school over and over and over, and then somehow he winds up a security guard. Now, usually they check backgrounds of security guards and people, and they're like, hey, if you've got violence in your past or whatever, you're not going to be a security guard. How did this guy get into these security guard positions all of his life with all kinds of trouble? And then they go and talk about this psychologist guy that was involved with him or whatever, and the psychologist says this and this and that. They're answering everything but if he was on psychotropic drugs or not, Kurt. But I hear psychologists involved early in his life, and I say the likelihood of him being on some kind of a medication is very great.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know the facts, don't have evidence yet, but I'm just telling you it's very strange. So all I'm telling you is the more we get on this guy, the more we realize the warning signs were everywhere. Now, what the government says, by golly, the poor dude just slipped under the cracks. We didn't really know. And my response would be the reason the government can't know, Kurt, is they're too busy investigating people who want to get, like, tax exemptions at the IRS, or too busy promoting Hillary Clinton and covering up for her crimes, et cetera, to really get to the bottom of this stuff. I mean, they want to say that you and I are terrorists because we believe in God, family, and country, and therefore, according to the MIAC report, you, me, and Ron Paul are super dangerous. While this guy slips under the cracks, I mean, it's beyond imagination. The signs were everywhere. Even the gun store 3 weeks ago said, man, this guy's unhinged. This is crazy. We're not selling him a gun. And the government's like, we just missed it. You know, we investigated him multiple times, but there was nothing there. I know he beat his ex-wife. I know that he was violent his whole life through school and got kicked out of schools, and he's made crazy statements his whole life. I know he went and visited, like, Saudi Arabia twice, and but he didn't have any connections anywhere. See, what are we supposed to believe on this, Kurt? The height of the cover-up and the lies and the manipulation and the confusion here is beyond imagination.
Great point, Sam.
All right. Mm-hmm. Don't worry, AR-15s are flying off the shelves, my friend.
Well, yeah, and, you know, you've already mentioned this, but you just wonder why people recognize that the only thing that stops a bad guy with a gun is a good guy with a gun. Yeah. That's one way to fix it, right, Sam?
And to prove your point, when did this rampage of terror stop, Kurt?
The good guys showed up with guns, right?
Yeah, it's hard to say there were good guys in many cases, but there were a lot of good guys there.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Because the question that you really have is, are the cops going to tell that there was multiple shooters there? Did they find anybody else there in any way? And they're not really talking.
Good point.
But, you know, all I'm telling you is, hey, people are just realizing they've got to be armed and protect themselves. They're getting it more and more and more. But Barack on a gun control bender.
Yeah.
And Hillary and crew are helping him. The Democrats in Congress, Republicans are already capitulating and saying, yeah, we'll hold votes on your legislative agenda. It's just baffling to me. The Democrats would never do turnabout's fair play, would they, Kurt? I think not, to say the least.
Yeah, good point.
Now, Homeland Security is very worried that right-wing extremists, Kurt.
Yeah, it goes to your point about, you know, these guys not being able to identify a Mateen guy and not being able to hold him off, you know, I mean, letting him buy his guns and doing all this stuff while the rest of us, you know, little grandma's got to take off her shoes to get on a plane and everything else. You mentioned about Drudge. Comment when the experts suggested we get rid of the guns, he said, hey, you go first, bro, or, you know, whatever. I think that he's got some courage to say that. It's good to hear somebody like Drudge speaking up and saying, hey, this idea of getting rid of the guns just doesn't make any sense. But they're also worried about guys like you and me, Sam, because, that's who really they see as the problem, of course, in America. Right?
Yes, sir. Now, Kurt, if I say this name, you'll probably recognize it. Do you know who Steve Stockman is?
Let's see. Yeah, the congressman from Texas, right? Former congressman from Texas.
Yes, sir. That's exactly who it is. Yeah. Well, former Congressman Steve Stockman took to Twitter, Kurt.
Oh, very good.
New Media taking center stage, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Anyway, he tweets, Orlando Massacre would not have happened in a Texas bar. You want to know why, Kurt?
Well, I mean...
you can guess pretty good. Do you know why?
Yeah, it would have been a lot of return fire.
Yeah, he says, because we shoot back.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And, you know, and an example of that, I mean, right after it, there was a, you know, I guess you could say, you know, within days of the event, there was one in Amarillo, and that happens to be Texas, by the way. Some guy there that was ticked off, they, at least the news story calls him Immigrant Mohammed Moghaddam. And he took hostages there at the Amarillo Walmart. Doggone if he didn't get shot by the police. I guess he was ticked off. They say, he came to us to Amarillo, by the way, with his family 8 years ago from Iran. The immigrant services from Amarillo wouldn't discuss with reporters whether they helped relocate the family to the Amarillo area, but the police say he was upset. He was passed over for a promotion. So, hey, what do you do in that case? He took his manager and another person hostage, and according to the ABC Newsboys, he was shot dead by the police. So, there wasn't any 50 people shot before the police took care of business. They got it done quickly there in Texas at the Walmart.
Well, I don't mean to be rude, but, I mean, how, I don't know what you say, apropos. Steve Stockman saying, hey, this wouldn't happen in Texas. We shoot back, and then all of a sudden it happens in Texas, and they shot back, and that sucker's out.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, I'm sad that anybody lost their lives, ladies and gentlemen. Don't misunderstand me.
He was
me.
A current... employee at the Walmart store, but he's not a current one now.
The loss of life is sad to me no matter who it is, ladies and gentlemen. Yep. However, I am celebrating the fact that we lost less life.
Yeah.
And that at least the good guys aren't suffering as much.
Yes, good point.
And so, you know, but again, what if the cops didn't have any guns?
Yeah, good point.
It'd be way worse, see?
Yeah, they could have tried to talk him out of the idea.
Even Howard Stern goes on a bender to protect gun rights now, Kurt.
Woo. Well, there you go.
Liberty Roundtable.
Okay.
Live.
We fought. We learned. We struggled. We won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. So things were a little different in Texas. And I'm glad they were. And the less gun-free zones we have, Kurt, the safer the people seem to be. Chicago's an absolute disaster zone. It's a gun-free zone. Most of these events have taken place in schools and places where people don't have guns. Obviously, nobody had a gun to stop the thug. This time, 300-plus people there. I'm not so sure that... I'm not sure how to kind of respond to this, except for to say more guns, less crime. Kurt, is that the easiest way to say it?
Well, I think that's pretty appropriate. Yeah.
Good point. Mm-hmm. Anyway, kind of interesting. All right. Any other tidbits on that?
No, I wouldn't say there's anything else to add on that one.
All right.
You know, it's, I mean, of course there's a, well, anyway, AR's flying off the shelf. The Texas boys shoot back when somebody starts shooting. I mean, it makes perfect sense, you know. But then common sense doesn't really come out of Washington or the big cities.
Well, here's what's fascinating about Drudge's comment on this, Kurt. Drudge says, you know what, you want to disarm, you want us to give up our guns, why don't you go first?
Yeah.
That articulates it perfectly. And you know, these politicians, it's not like they don't know, Kurt. It's not like they're just, like, stupid up there. They know full well. If they didn't, they'd let go of their big entourages. You know, Brock doesn't need any security, Kurt. He doesn't need any weapons.
Yeah.
When he can
I mean,
just, like,
should be
put out kumbaya
fine.
Stickers for everybody.
Well, yeah, or make a law that says no more shooting.
You yeah, know, that'd
no
be
more,
good.
No more hurting people.
Pass out know? Disneyland Teach the World to Sing stickers or something.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's a small
world. Even Disneyland has got trouble. I mean, a little kid.
Don't you think if they just published it's a small world stickers with the White House logo on it that everybody would just chill right out, Kurt?
Oh, yeah, that ought to do it for sure.
See, the government knows full well, ladies and gentlemen, that guns stop crime in the hands of good people. They just can't control you if you have a gun. See?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I just find that interesting. To say the least.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Kurt, the economy's growing at a snail's pace.
Really? Do you think
USA
it's
Today
growing
says
growing
so.
At all?
Well, no, but they say it's growing at a snail's pace at USA Today. In fact, they say this. Mm-hmm. The Federal Reserve made a stark concession.
Mm-hmm.
This week, the economy is likely to grow at a listless pace for the foreseeable future, they even admit. Policymakers raised eyebrows by predicting markedly slower hikes. Why? Because the economy, well, there's persistent headwinds to economic growth. You know? It's kind of like them rough patches, you know?
Yeah,
economic growth, rough patches,
headwinds.
You know. Yeah. They say those hurdles, Kurt, include meager productivity. You just ain't producing enough, buddy. Get to work.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They say an aging labor force. See, Kurt's getting too old for this, man.
Mm-hmm.
Low household formation. And
low
a weak global economy,
formation.
Fed Chairman Janet Yellen says, Kurt.
What was that one? Low household formation?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means people ain't getting married, Kurt, and making babies.
Oh.
They're just in gay bars.
Okay.
Pursuing idols, Kurt.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I hear that.
Not trying to be offensive, just trying to lay it out. You asked. I thought I'd tell you. It's a problem. All right, Kurt wants to tell us about this movie, Patch Adams, based on a true story, based on a book. Hunter Patch Adams is the gentleman that the Patch Adams movie is about. Now, a couple of quick tidbits that you ought to know about the movie Patch Adams, Kurt.
Huh?
It took $90 million to produce it.
Very interesting, Sam.
And the box office got $202.3 million.
So it was profitable?
Yes, sir. Sure was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just thought I'd tell you that. Tell us about it, sir.
Very good. You know, it's based on a true story of a guy that's, you know, like you said, his name is Hunter Patch Adams. And the Wikipedia tells you that he's an American physician, comedian, social activist, clown, and author. And he founded what was called the Gesundheit. Remember, that's what they usually say when you sneeze. But the Gesundheit Institute, back in 1971, they say he each year organizes a group of volunteers from around the world to travel to various countries where they dress as clowns in an effort to bring humor to orphans, patients, and other people. So this guy, you know, he really did become a doctor, but you don't see too many doctors dressing up as clowns. You know, they view themselves as above that, typically. I guess he's currently based in Illinois. In collaboration with his institute, he promotes an alternative healthcare model. This is probably one reason they don't want to really talk much about this. It's not funded by insurance policies. As of April 2015, he serves on the Green Shadow Cabinet of the United States as Assistant Secretary of Health for Holistic Health. Did you know we had a Green Shadow Cabinet? I didn't know that.
And, a Green Shadow Cabinet. Are those people protected by Secret Service and guns, Kurt? Maybe they ought to give up their guns, too.
Ooh, yeah. Anyway, you know, one of the interesting parts of the whole kind of in-depth research on this story after watching the movie is, remember that guy named Paul Glover, Sam? The guy was from Ithaca. He was the founder of those Ithaca Hours.
Yeah, of course.
That kind of thing.
Ithaca, well, anyway, New York people.
Yeah, yeah. Well, anyway, they say in the Wikipedia piece that since the 1990s, Adams has, that's Patch Adams, has supported the Ithaca Health Alliance, founded as the Ithaca Health Fund by Paul Glover, same guy with the Ithaca Hours. So, you know, it's just, I believe, another solution to the, you know, some of the many problems we face. And I would recommend the movie. I would also recommend that you, you know, if you'd like to filter it, it's rated PG-13. Watch it on what we call VidAngel. There are 161 filters available on there. And so you can shorten the movie up by, you know, like 14 minutes or so. That eliminates your opening credits, the closing credits. You know,
that's a lot of time taken out of that 115-minute movie, Kurt.
Well, 155-minute movie. So it's about 14 minutes shorter.
For what movie?
That's what they say. For Patch Adams.
All right. Wikipedia says the whole thing's like just under 2 hours, 115 minutes.
Yeah. Well, excuse me, I shouldn't have said 155. It should have been an hour and 55 minutes, you know.
Yeah, so 115 minutes. I'll say this again. 115
well, an
minutes.
Hour,
an hour and,
is 60 minutes.
Yeah, so 2 hours would be 120.
Yeah.
Minus 5 minutes would be 115
115?
Minutes.
115. There you go. Good.
Yeah. Okay. Usually they don't measure movies like you're doing. They measure it in minutes, Kurt.
Yeah, or they measure it in hours and minutes, you know. But anyway, 1 hour and 41 minutes with all the filters applied, and you can get it for a buck on VidAngel.
So you save 16 minutes there. You know, 14 minutes,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
All right. This is pretty good. Anyway, interesting movie. Kurt thinks you ought to watch it.
Well, I mean, all I'm saying is it's entertaining. Robin Williams is, you know, funny. There are things that he says that he shouldn't say, but they, you know, the parts that I find interesting is that he goes against the grain when it comes to, you know, the whole medical world. I mean, imagine showing up at the hospital with an orange or a red clown nose on your face if you're the doctor.
Do you think he's posing as Glenn Beck, Kurt, maybe?
Oh, well, he's funny. Yeah.
I guess Dan Rather's in the news, Kurt.
Yes, he is, Dan. Sam.
The guy's goofy.
Our buddy Dan, you know, and he says an interesting thing. Now, you know, if you normally saw him say Hillary's going to win, then you'd think, well, that's pretty normal from Dan. But he says, I can see Trump winning. And he says Clinton backers should be really worried. I guess he was, on TV, as you might imagine. And he told CNBC's Squawk Box that was the case, that Trump may win. He says, I'm not predicting Trump will win, but I will say he's capable of winning in November. He has a path, he says. He doesn't expect the real estate billionaire to bow to pressure to be more presidential. He says anybody who thinks Donald Trump is going to moderate himself along the way is either slightly touched or smoking something very expensive. It's not going to happen. Anyway, so
delusionary. Yeah. Well, I don't know what Dan Rather's saying. I predict that Hillary's going to win. Kurt, you think Trump's going to win, right?
Well, at least if everything works as it, you know, at least as currently I see it, then I'd be surprised Hillary wins a couple of states.
But well, I'm telling you right now, as you let me turn my charm on, Hillary's going to win. I mean, you know, it's been a long time since I've been to the White House. I think the Hillary's going to win. I think the Trump's in trouble. And I'll tell you why, because he's caving on key issues. He's already backed down on guns. Pretty soon he'll back down on the border. He backed down on dealing with Sam and James and Kurt and everything. You know, Dan Rather says he can see Trump winning. I hope Hillary doesn't win, but I think she will. This is Liberty Roundtable Live. This nation shall endure.